Hey guys, it's Morshed, and you're listening to Unhandle Exception Show. Today we are diving deep into, does a software developer really need math skills? With our special guest, Tommaso.
Hello everyone.
Thanks for joining us. To kick things off, can you share your journey and experience in software engineering?
So I graduated from University of Illinois in December. I've been doing a lot of math-related computing work and computer science. And I had an internship at Amazon for 2 summers in my junior year and in my senior year. So I have also industry experience with programming that I would love to share with your listeners.
Oh, that's awesome. You mentioned you have some math background. What made you choose more mathematics elective courses or more maths in your curriculum?
So one of the things that I feel like I really learned in college is if you just want a job as a full stack developer and you're just connecting to APIs and databases, mm-hmm. you don't really need as much math. Mostly it's just technical understanding and understanding how computers work. But if you want to do more advanced work like machine learning or, for example, scientific computing, there's a lot of math to be had there. And really understanding the concepts will help you and you'll go far if you want to do research work, for example.
Yeah, I mean, that actually answered my question. Can you be proficient software developer without having a strong background in math?
I would say it really depends on the role. Again, if you're just doing a software engineer like I did this summer, you don't need that much math. You need to understand how databases work, how back-end, front-end works, these types of distinctions, but math itself isn't really that important to it. But if you're doing other types of work, for example, let's say you're optimizing an algorithm, then you definitely need a lot of math to understand how does this work and how can I optimize it?
Absolutely. You have done an internship at Amazon a couple summers ago, which is awesome. And I'm sure you had to study a lot of data structure and algorithms and time complexity as part of the process. Did you feel like you had to have some strong understanding of math skills to master those and pass those interviews?
I would say there was some math involved in the interviews, but most of the interview process was connecting to APIs and databases. For example, one of the questions was, call this API, get a response, and maybe retry if it fails. So I feel like that type of knowledge is more helpful, both in the interview process and also once you eventually get the job.
Great. And what specific areas of math are most relevant to software development? You mentioned machine learning and other areas. I mean, I think you answered that. I mean, why do we need to learn those in those other areas?
So it really depends on what you're doing. If you're doing a lot of machine learning, then linear algebra is very helpful, understanding, you know, matrix multiplication, convolution, all of those basic operations that you're performing. And a lot of math, and especially with financial companies, they'll ask you to do a lot of statistical analysis. So knowing basic or even more advanced statistics helps a lot in those domains. And I feel like statistics in general is something that's helpful to have pretty much everywhere you are. And then beyond that, it really just depends on the job description. Some jobs will ask for example, I don't know, calculus. Mm-hmm. Other jobs might not. It really depends on what the specific content is.
Yeah, I personally haven't seen a job description where they ask for specific keywords like calculus or algebra or something, or maybe I have seen some statistics when I applied for financial roles or companies like financial company or trading companies. Do you know any industries or sectors within software development where math skills are particularly important?
I would say the industries where math is most important is if you're working at a financial company. They have a lot of trading algorithms, things like that they need to work out. And so there, especially statistics is really important because you need to make sure that if it breaks, you're not losing people money at mm-hmm. the very least. And in other industries where math is important, I would say, again, it really depends on what industry you're working on. Mm-hmm. Because if you're working on, for example, at Amazon, you're just in big tech and your primary focus is on databases, it's not that important. But there are some other companies, like, for example, if you're working on a logistics company, it might be important to understand at least the math of, you know, shortest path algorithms and so on.
Right, right. And let's say someone is completely new who don't have the as strong mathematical background as you have when getting started. And they want to work for a company who requires it. Do you have any tips and tricks how to improve their skill sets?
I would say logical reasoning is the most important component. So if you, a lot of programmers already have the skill of, you know, how does this component connect to this other component? And that's really helpful for math. And I would say learn statistics. Statistics is like the number one thing that everyone's going to ask for. So if you only learn one field in math, make sure it's statistics, because that's really important.
Do you have any specific resources and online that you found valuable to learn statistics?
I personally like to learn a lot through courses. So in my case, I took courses at university, but there might be online courses that are available as well. If you're more of a visual learner, it might be useful to get a textbook with a lot of examples, or it really depends on how you learn best. If a course works for you, then definitely take the course. Otherwise, maybe a book might be enough.
Yeah. And I personally find it very challenging to learn math by my own. I need to work with someone for clarifications. I know in college you work with TAs, but when you're outside the college, have you found any community or groups that can help you understand a concept better in terms of math?
Yeah, there are a lot of Discord groups out there, for example, like Python programming or Let's Learn Statistics Together, or something like that you can go to. So if you're struggling with a course, for example, you can just go to them, ask them, hey, I'm having some issues with this specific problem. Can you walk me through maybe how to solve it and how to avoid getting stuck next time? So those types of resources are really useful.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that you can get it for free. I mean, that's the even best part. Well, one last question before we end the conversation. What are some key takeaways or actionable advice would you like your listeners to gain from this episode?
So I would say, first and most importantly, if you don't understand math, that's fine for a software developer role. You don't have to feel like you have to understand math. Secondly, if there's one field of math that you should learn, it's statistics. And always statistics is very important. And thirdly, always check the job description. If there's something mathematics related in there that you might be interested in, it might be worth taking a look at that as well.
Yeah, those are great key takeaways. Thank you, Tommaso. All right, Tommaso, it's been a great pleasure having you on the show today.
And it's been great talking to you.
Yeah, and to all our amazing listeners, your support means a lot to us. If you enjoy today's show, please hit the subscribe button. Plus, for exclusive update, don't forget to sign up for our email newsletters. To do so, simply click the newsletter sign up link in the description. We are very excited to have you on board and wishing a fantastic day ahead.